how the early church started.
The book of Acts is a continuation of the Gospel of Luke, the same writer. And so he writes of Jesus' life, and then he writes how that continues on through the work of the church and how Jesus' work continues on through us, through the work of the church. This is one of the stories that has long been one of my favorites, and so I share it with you today for message time. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with a request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and he prayed. He turned to the body and cried, said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. A word from our holy scripture. Thanks be to God. Several years ago, when I had first moved west and started going back to church, for I, like all, not all, many young people, had gone off to college, and when I was free to do so, skipped church. And so it was when I came out to Calgary, I decided to go back to church because I thought this is a place where I could find people who perhaps had similar values, believed what I had grown up to believe. But while there, I felt very lonely sometimes. I was new to Calgary and didn't know many people. But this group of older women in the community had started a small prayer and study group, and they asked me to join it. And I was very honored and excited to be a part of this group because I was so hungry spiritually. I had a desire to learn and grow. So over the years that I was with them, I learned so much from their knowledge and wisdom. And without a doubt, they were the women in my life who started me on the journey towards ministry. They called themselves the Dorcas Group, or Dorks for short, after the women I just read about in Scripture. I've long been fascinated by this story of Dorcas, not because she was raised from the dead by Peter, which is interesting, but because she had such incredible influence on her community, and those who loved her were so devastated by her death that they sought any way to bring her back to them. The scripture tells us that Dorcas was devoted to good works and acts of charity. So when she died and Peter was called upon to come, it is reported that all of the widows in the community came to his side and showed him all the clothes she had made for them. She had been kind to those who did not have much. Widows in those days didn't have really a source of income or a support network like we have today to care for them. None if they didn't have children. There was not much of a formal safety net. They were dependent on the kindness and charity of the community, and there often wasn't much to spare. So Dorcas, perhaps a widow herself, tended to the needs of those who had little. She was a gracious woman. As we wrap up our theme for October, grace, we are reminded that because we have been shown grace, we too are to reflect grace to the world, and especially to those who do not have much or what they need. Small acts of kindness add up to something great over time, especially if we as individuals practice kindness wherever we are. These past 7 years, as Gary said, we have been partnering with Tears in a very small way in Maria Auxiliadora in the Dominican Republic to work with some extraordinary people who, like Dorcas, are ministering to those who often have too little and very few safety nets. Tears has built up an amazing ministry to children in the community, to the entire community, and are providing hope in a place where there was little hope at one time. And they have been gracious enough to invite us into their community and to love us and to show us the grace that only people of good love and compassion can do. And we, in our small ways, have tried to show grace to them too, mostly through the assistants and teams that go down regularly. And we have been graced to have been a small part of what they have been able to do in this community. Small acts of grace have added up to make a big difference. And so it is that we have Chelo here today and Judith, who Gary introduced earlier. And Chelo is going to come up and share with us what is happening in his community, what they have been able to build, and the difference that they and their partners have been able to make in the world. I'm also inviting Judy up as well, who is going to do some interpreting for us this morning. Looks like she has a bad knee. So you're going to take that mic. Chelo.
Good morning. Muy emocionado de estar aquí con ustedes.
I'm very glad to be here with you.
Y a la vez agradecido de estar aquí.
And at the same time, I'm very grateful.
Y todos debemos estar agradecidos por la gracia de Dios sobre nuestras vidas.
And we should all be grateful for God's grace in our lives.
Como dice su palabra, que por su gracia nosotros somos salvos.
As his word says, by his grace we have been saved.
Tenemos unos 24 años trabajando en este barrio María Auxiliadora.
We have worked in María Auxiliadora for about 24 years.
Y cuando llegamos allá, encontramos una comunidad, si podríamos decir, desesperada, sin esperanza.
And when we arrived in María Auxiliadora, we found that there was a community without hope, with a lot of need.
Y algo que el Señor puso en nuestros corazones en ese momento.
And something that God put in our hearts at that moment.
No quiero que ustedes sientan pena por estas personas, sino que sientan compasión.
I don't want you to feel sorry for the people that we met, but to feel compassion for them.
En ese momento, comenzamos a compartir la palabra de Dios con todas las personas de la comunidad.
At that moment, we started sharing God's word in the community.
Mostrando el amor de Dios a través del servicio y del sacrificio.
Showing God's love through service and sacrifice.
La familia de Rod y su familia se mudaron en la comunidad y vivieron en la misma condición que están viviendo las personas de esa comunidad.
When Rod Davis and his family moved to the Dominican Republic, he moved to the very heart of the community, living just as the people were living.
Y esto fue una señal de amor y de compasión por esta comunidad.
It was a way of them loving and having compassion for the people.
Vamos a ver la otra diapositiva. Hay dos versículos que incluimos en esta presentación. Y el primero está en Proverbios 11:25.
So I have included two verses in this presentation, and the first one is in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25.
En español dice que el generoso será prosperado y el que anima será reanimado.
The word says the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself.
Cada vez que ustedes nos visitan allá, son portadores de motivación. Su visita es una motivación para nosotros.
Every time you visit our community, you motivate us. It's a way of making us feel good.
Y damos gracias a Dios por todos estos años de compañerismo, de hacer el trabajo, de hacer esa labor juntos.
And we are very thankful and thank God for this partnership that we do with you and for you working alongside of us.
Hay otro versículo que está en Mateo 13:8 que dice que algunas de las semillas cayeron en tierra buena y produjeron fruto a 100 por 1, 60 y 30 por 1.
In Matthew chapter 13 verse 8 says, but others fell on good, talking about seeds, fell on good ground and yielded a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
Y esa semilla que ustedes han sembrado por todos estos años, que nos han ayudado a plantar en nuestra comunidad de María Auxiliadora, ha dado fruto un 100 por 1.
And the seeds that you put in our community have not only grown a little bit, but 100-fold.
Vamos a ver algo del inicio y algo de los frutos que hemos tenido desde ese momento.
I will show you some of the beginnings and some of the fruits that we have gathered over the years.
Esta era nuestra escuela en el año 2003, cuando tuvimos el primer contacto con personas de aquí de Canadá, de la iglesia de Bar City Bible Church.
These pictures show our very beginning, back in 2003, when we had our first visitors from Canada, from Bar City Bible Church.
En ese momento, dada la situación económica de la escuela, nosotros habíamos considerado la opción de cerrar la escuela.
At that time, given our financial situation, we were considering closing the school.
Pero Dios siempre es fiel y Él llega a tiempo.
But God is always faithful and He comes at the right time.
Y Él envía a sus hijos a cualquier parte del mundo donde haya una necesidad.
And He sends His children anywhere in the world where there is a need.
Y los envió a ustedes, envió a la iglesia de Bar City Bible Church y la escuela está abierta y cada día creciendo.
And He sent people from Bar City and to this day that school is open.
Esa es una foto que quise poner. Esta niña cuando llegó la primera visita de Canadá tenía 1 año.
When the first visit from Canada, the little girl to the one side was only 1 year old.
Y ahora está en el grado 10 en nuestra escuela de secundaria.
And now she's in grade 10 in our secondary school.
Una niña feliz, agradecida de todo el apoyo que le ha dado la escuela en todo su desarrollo.
A happy child, a grateful child, because she has been given the opportunity that no other child could have.
Esa es una otra bendición y son esos 2 edificios que tenemos para alojar a nuestros estudiantes de kindergarten y de primaria.
Those 2 buildings are another blessing in our community. The buildings lodge the elementary children to this side. And the one to on that side, left, right, I'm kind of challenged. It's the kindergarten and small children.
Teníamos mucha dificultad de espacio. Todos los niños, desde los más pequeñitos hasta los grandes, estaban en ese solo edificio, en el edificio de este lado.
We had a challenge with space. All of our children are housed in these 2 buildings.
Y gracias a la generosidad de todas las personas aquí en Canadá, pudimos construir el edificio para los niños más pequeños.
And thanks to the generosity of all the Canadian people, we were able to build the preschool building.
Agradecemos el trabajo de ustedes, agradecemos el trabajo de PID por traer todo eso junto allá a República Dominicana.
We are very grateful for all your work, for your generosity. We are grateful for the work that the Foundation Partners indeed has done to bring us to where we are today.
Y no nos llama tanto la atención los edificios, sino lo que ocurre dentro de esos edificios con cada uno de nuestros niños.
We are not bragging about the buildings. It's not the material thing. It's what's inside those buildings. That's what is in our hearts.
Un espacio donde están siendo educados, donde están siendo cuidados, y donde se le enseña a diario la palabra de Dios.
In those buildings, these children are being taken care of. They're being educated, and they are learning God's word.
Esa es una foto muy simbólica porque es el momento en que tomamos todos los estudiantes de secundaria que estaban en el edificio anterior, caminamos al lugar donde está el Tears Center, el Centro Tears, y tuvimos un tiempo de oración para que el Señor proveyera los fondos para el edificio de secundaria.
At that time, all of our students were housed in the buildings in the barrio, and what we did is we walked with all of the students and we went over the Tears Center. Many of you have been there, and we prayed over the land because we needed a high school.
Y ahora mismo en ese lugar está en proceso la construcción de la escuela secundaria. Ya está en uso desde el año pasado, pero todavía estamos haciendo trabajo para finalizar la construcción.
On that very spot, the high school was built. It's not finished, totally finished yet, but the secondary or high school children are housed there.
Vamos a ver un poco de la vista de cómo se ve secundaria en este momento.
You'll be able to see an aerial view of what the high school looks like right now.
Tenemos 197 estudiantes que cada día van allí a recibir sus enseñanzas.
On that space we have 197 students and they attend school every single day.
Y en total 537 estudiantes que reciben educación en nuestro centro educativo.
We have a total of 537 students that receive education through our center.
Tenemos los niños de primaria, tenemos los niños de secundaria y también tenemos los niños que van a la escuela, pequeña escuela de Soto, unos 36 niños que están allí.
Along with our elementary and high school children, we also help children from the Haitian community of Soto, and we have 37 children going to that school.
Tener la apertura de secundaria en el año pasado fue un sueño de muchos años hecho realidad.
Being able to open a high school was a dream of love long ago, and to be able to have it be real was a blessing for us.
Recuerdo que muchos años antes de eso, como 5 años antes de ese día, fuimos al terreno a orar y mandamos una niña a orar a Tanisha, quizá algunos la conocen, y ella tenía como unos 8 años. Cuando yo la mandé a orar, ella dijo, yo voy a orar si solamente tú vas a poner una universidad también aquí.
So, prior to that, we went over the land and we prayed for our high school. And there's a little girl, she's really very smart. And I asked, Tanisha is her name, many of you know Tanisha. And I said to Tanisha, Tanisha, I want you to pray for the high school. She says, I'll pray with one condition, that you not only are going to build a high school here, but I want a university.
Yo le dije, okay. Y esa es la apertura, los niños felices. Algo que ocurrió este año en el mes de agosto fue que nuestros estudiantes que comenzaron de 3 años tuvimos nuestra primera graduación con ellos, la graduación de secundaria.
Something that happened this year and was really exciting for us was the fact that children who started at the age of 3 years old were graduated in August.
Entonces esa es la primera cosecha que tuvimos de muchachos de secundaria.
So that's our first harvest that we had from those children.
Se graduaron 14 y de los 14 ya hay 6 que entraron a la universidad, ya están en la universidad.
There are 14 graduates and 6 of them are already going to university.
Y los demás se están preparando para entrar en enero.
And the rest are preparing to go in January.
Con ellos creamos un programa de seguimiento. Vamos a estar con ellos 5 años más, dándole seguimiento tanto a su vida espiritual como a sus estudios de universidad.
Along with them, we created a program, a follow-up program, and we are going to be with them for the next 5 years so that we can follow up on their studies as well as with their spiritual life.
Como le dije anteriormente, 537 estudiantes. En el 2003 teníamos unos 68, 90 estudiantes y con el paso del tiempo ha ido creciendo la escuela y tenemos 537 estudiantes.
As I said before, we have 537 students. When we started, we had about 69 students. With time, we have grown.
Ese es nuestro salón de tecnología.
That is our computer lab.
Donde los estudiantes, además de aprender informática, tecnología, aprenden inglés, aprenden matemática, aprenden ciencias.
And this computer lab, they not only learn technology, but they also learn math, English, and other courses.
Este es el comedor, un área que se comenzó a usar hace unos 3 meses. Y allí todos los días se reúnen todos nuestros estudiantes, primero para tener el devocional, luego tienen el desayuno y al mediodía tienen su almuerzo.
We built our new cafeteria about 3 months ago. It not only serves as a place for the students to go eat, but every single morning, first thing in the morning, they do their devotionals in the cafeteria.
Gracias a Dios, el gobierno de la República Dominicana todos los días envía el almuerzo para nuestros estudiantes.
We are very grateful with the Dominican government because they send their lunches every single day for the students.
Después que ellos salen de la escuela a las 4 de la tarde, quieren seguir con nosotros. Entonces, Obed y un equipo muy grande tienen la escuela de soccer, donde 120 jóvenes llegan allí para practicar cada día.
So after school, they don't want to go home. They still want to keep at school. So they created a sports program in which Obed and other people house 120 children. And they have them after school time.
Y también, dentro del horario escolar, tenemos la escuela de karate.
And within the school schedule, we have the karate school.
Y de aquí de Okidot llegaron un montón de maletas con 100 trajes de eso de karate.
And from this particular church, this very church, you were so generous, you sent over 100 uniforms for our karate students.
Los estudiantes están felices con eso.
And the students are beside themselves with the uniforms.
Y están yendo ya fuera de nuestra escuela a tomar entrenamiento con otras personas y a estar en competencias con otros jóvenes de otras comunidades.
And they are so excited about their karate. They are already taking part in different championships around the city.
Nuestro lema o nuestra visión en la institución es mostrar el amor de Dios a través del servicio y estamos entrenando a nuestros estudiantes a hacer lo mismo.
Our vision and mission is to show God's love through service and our children are learning that.
Entonces, este año en abril, todos nuestros estudiantes del último año, los que se graduaron, fueron a una pequeña ciudad a 8 horas de La Vega por 3 días.
So in order to learn how to show God's love, our graduating students went on a mission trip to a very small town in the Dominican Republic, about 8 hours away from La Vega.
Entonces lo mismo que ustedes hacen cuando van a visitarnos, ellos lo están haciendo en otras comunidades necesitadas.
So the very same that you do when you go to visit us, those students are doing what you do, going to another community to serve and to show God's love.
Y allí visitamos hogares de ancianos, orfanatorios, escuelas, compartimos con ellos ayudas materiales, pero también la enseñanza espiritual.
And we visited an orphanage, we visited a senior's home, we visited some schools, and we were able to share God's word through all of those locations.
De verdad, en nombre de nuestra comunidad, de República Dominicana completa, pero del barrio María Auxiliadora, de nuestra iglesia, de nuestro equipo de TIRS, estamos muy agradecidos de esta iglesia.
And truly, in the name of, on behalf of the Dominican Republic, our community, particularly our school and our foundation, thank you so much for all you do for us.
Estamos haciendo un trabajo juntos.
We are not doing the work alone. We're doing it with you.
Y recuerden, cada vez que nos visitan, ustedes son de mucho aliento para nosotros. Ese encuentro de fraterno, ese amor que ustedes nos muestran y que podemos mostrarle a ustedes, enriquece nuestro ministerio.
And truly, every time you come to our place, it's a breath of fresh air. You transform us, you bless us, you give us strength.
Muchas gracias. Dios le bendiga mucho.
Thank you very much. God bless you all.